ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, April 25th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Do you feel like social media has become too inauthentic? Are you overwhelmed by the endless stream of posts? Well, maybe it's time to be real. At least that's what an increasingly popular social media app wants you to think. On today's show, our personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown and personal tech reporting assistant Cordelia James join us to discuss the app that's taking off with Gen Z and how it hopes to stand out in the increasingly crowded social media landscape. That's after these headlines. We report exclusively that Twitter is re-examining Elon Musk's $43 billion offer to buy the company, after Musk lined up financing for the bid. Twitter had been expected to reject the offer, which Musk made earlier this month. But sources say now that Musk has disclosed $46.5 billion in financing, Twitter is taking a fresh look at his offer. The company is still working on its own estimate of the social media platform's value, and that could influence any future negotiations. Sources say the company could weigh in when it reports first quarter earnings on Thursday, if not sooner. Retail employees at several Apple stores are showing interest in unionizing, according to organizers. Workers at an Apple store in Atlanta filed for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board last week, and labor organizers say employees at a New York store are aiming to do the same. The move follows a successful effort by Amazon workers to establish a union at a warehouse in New York earlier this month. Speaking of Amazon, the e-commerce giant says it'll be extending some aspects of its Prime membership program to other merchants' websites. The service, called Buy with Prime, will let sellers offer Amazon's fast delivery options for products listed on their own sites. Checkout will go through Amazon Pay and the e-commerce giant's fulfillment network. Amazon says the service will be rolled out later this year by invitation, only to companies that already sell on Amazon and use its fulfillment services. Last week, Amazon also said it was creating a $1 billion venture program to invest in startups in fulfillment, logistics, and the supply chain, as it continues to challenge delivery giants FedEx and UPS. And hungry for a lab-grown chicken sandwich? Well, investors are. A company called Upside Foods has raised $400 million to produce the lab-grown meat that many see as an environmentally friendly alternative to traditional chicken. The company is now looking for regulatory approval so it can start getting what's known as cultured meat to customers. Our climate finance reporter Amrit Ramkumar says U.S. regulatory approval is just Upside's first hurdle to getting its meat onto customers' plates.
Right now, it's only approved by regulators in Singapore, and they want to start rolling this out in restaurants. They're trying to partner with some notable chefs and then eventually get it in retail stores. So you could maybe imagine a world where consumers can choose from plant-based meat, lab-grown meat, or meat produced by killing animals. Of course, the huge barriers are cost. That's the main one, and consumer education.
All right, coming up, a social media app where you can only post a selfie once a day? Why is this platform betting less will be more? That's after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Two of the biggest complaints you'll hear about big social media platforms are they lack authenticity and they barrage users with an endless stream of posts. Well, now an upstart competitor called Be Real is gaining a following by promising to tackle both issues. Its solution? Limited time posts and more transparency about those posts. So how will this recent arrival fare, and will it be around for the long run? Joining us to discuss this is our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown, and personal tech reporting assistant, Cordelia James. Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So great. Happy to be here.
So Dalvin, start us off. You know, what is Be Real? How does it work? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so Be Real is a relatively new social media app. It's about 2 years old, and the app will tell you at a seemingly random time of the day to post a selfie. So you can be asleep, you could be at work, you could be in the shower, and you will get a notification on your smartphone at a different point within 24 hours telling you that you have 2 minutes to take a photo. And that's basically how it works. It originated in France and has really taken off in college campuses this year. Specifically, it's reached the US and is really taking off among Gen Z. And so that's why Cordelia and I decided to dig into it a little bit.
So Cordelia, you got to try it. What's it like to use Be Real?
So it is kind of fun, really. So it uses your front and your rear facing camera. So you get a selfie as well as whatever is going on in the world around you. From there, you're able to share that photo with your friends. And then you get to scroll through what they're doing in that same period of time, assuming they also posted within those 2 minute time period. You can still post outside of the 2 minute time limit. However, the app will let everyone know that you were late, and they'll tell them how many minutes or hours that you're late from the alert. And then there's also a discover page. So if you wanted to see what other people who decide to share publicly are doing around the world, you can also see some of their images as well.
So I'm getting alerts in the shower, potentially, or when I'm asleep. I've got 2 minutes to do it. Seems kind of like a stressful app in a little way. I mean, what are users who are actively on Be Real saying about using it?
So yeah, I spoke to a few different people from both here and abroad who use the app. And I think what they love so much about it is that there's a sense of closeness and intimacy that you can have with your friends that you're sharing this with. Especially because the app doesn't use any kind of filters, which is different from some of the other bigger players that we know today.
And that's part of what makes Be Real special compared to other social networking sites, is that the company really wants to push authenticity. And so by forcing you to post at a random time, your friends get to see the real you. It's important to realize that the secret sauce to Be Real is, you know, the company's really wanting you to be authentic. So there's no filters. There's no, you know, if you attempt to take a selfie, it'll tell your friends how many times you attempted to take one before actually posting. So yeah, the idea is like holding you accountable and showing what your real life is like rather than being like a highlight reel on Instagram.
Right. I mean, you mentioned Instagram, but Dalvin, you know, it kind of sounds like Snapchat and Instagram stories as well, where these things are only there for a certain time period. And you also don't have maybe the endless scroll of posts from your friends or people you follow that you can look at. I mean, how does it intend to stay competitive then with all these other platforms?
Yeah, great question. So it also doesn't have ads. So that's a big difference between Be Real and some of these other social networking sites. You're not really seeing feeds from influencers. And so the conversation of, you know, how do you stay relevant when you're not monetizing through a premium membership or through ads definitely comes up. What Be Real told me was that they plan on launching videos, which in theory would, you know, keep people on the platform longer. It takes longer to watch your friend's video than, you know, seeing a couple of still images scroll down your timeline. But yeah, in terms of monetization beyond just its handful of investors, that's to be seen.
You know, but Cordelia, this is a crowded space. I mean, social media is getting more and more crowded. There's so many options. So what did users say kind of about choosing what platforms to use, and how will Be Real kind of stand out in that crowd?
Yeah, so Be Real, if anything, because like we, especially throughout the pandemic, we've seen so many people just online, on apps, just so much screen time. And so Be Real, one of the experts I spoke to, kind of offers an antidote to that. Like it's something that people, it's not necessarily replacing any of those existing apps, but it's kind of like filling a void that's there. And so that's like a way for Be Real to kind of make a name for itself within this crowded space. However, it does get tricky when it gets into competition and whether or not some of these big companies will see this as something that they want to utilize in some way and recreate their own version, or perhaps they might be interested in acquiring like a company like Be Real. In that case, it's up to Be Real whether or not they want to go down that road.
You know, Dalvin, the billion-dollar question when it comes to social media is always about privacy. How does Be Real stack up there?
Yeah, so the posts you make on Be Real are only seen by your friends. And before you have any friends, you can start posting to see the discovery section and no one will see that post. You can set it so that you're the only person to see it as you warm up to the app. Nothing is public by default. And no one knows you have an account unless you search for your friends or you give Be Real access to your contacts. Essentially, your account is private. If you do choose to be public, it's possible for your photos to pop up in the discovery section on Be Real. And so if you go there, you see, random selfies from people all around the world. So you really get a sense of like what people are doing beyond just you and your friend group. But yeah, from a privacy perspective, no one's really seeing what you're putting out there unless you choose for them to.
Okay, guys. Well, you both signed up for Be Real. I signed up for it as well. I found it very hard to take a picture in 2 minutes. I wasn't doing anything interesting. It's front-facing and back-facing, so it's just a terrible selfie of me. I mean, do you guys feel like you are any more authentic with each other? Or do we feel we're realer from this experience?
I feel like once you have that that back-facing, both cameras really do throw me off sometimes. One of my photos that I took for the journal, you can see how messy my room is in the background, which isn't ideal. But if anything, I mean, that's true. That was just me being real. So maybe a little realer in the experience, I suppose.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't as real as Cordelia. I found myself trying to find hacks to where I could take multiple selfies to find a good one or at least find my good lighting.
What's the hack?
Yeah, I mean, it's social media. I still want to put my best foot forward. So one hack was you really do get multiple attempts and you can spend longer than 2 minutes to take a selfie if you want to. I found that like closing out the app before the time runs out gives you a fresh start the next time you open the app. So I did that a couple of times. And like I said, in the beginning, I could set my photos so that only I could see them. So I would post a photo that no one else saw, but it would enable me to see what my friends are posting. So that was another workaround for me.
With all
that being
said,
I don't think I was being real, but yeah, I can see the appeal.
All right, that was our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown, and personal tech reporting assistant, Cordelia James. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.